Welcome to Parc Jerry in Montreal, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Rennie Stennett. Batting second. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Manny Sanguilan. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Al Oliver. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bob Robertson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Gene Alley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bruce Giesen. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bruce Giesen. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The center fielder, Boots Day. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Ferry. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Gary Sutherland. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ernie McAnally. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Ernie McAnally. And now, play ball. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner strikes out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day bunts towards the mound. Keeson fields it and throws to first for the out. Hunt moves to second. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hunt scores. It's 1-0, Expos. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Staub moves to second. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell takes first base on ball four. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Bateman for a passed ball. Oliver moves to second. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ali scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie McAnally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAnally strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Keeson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keeson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0-for-1 in the game. Stennett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0-for-0 in the game. Day hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fairley hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hebner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hebner moves to second. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-1 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hebner moves to third. Two outs. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sanguillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 0-for-1 in the game. Ferry hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robertson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bailey for the out. Two outs. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0-for-1 in the game. Sutherland takes first base on ball 4. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bateman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sutherland moves to second. Ernie McAnally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAnally is 0-for-1 in the game. McAnally hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Day, who is chasing the ball. Oliver reaches third base with a triple. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robertson strikes out. One out. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0-for-1 in the game. Alley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Oliver scores. It's Pirates, 1, Expos, 1. Bruce Keeson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keeson is 0-for-1 in the game. Keeson bunts towards first. Fairley juggles the ball. That's an error on Fairley. Alley moves to second. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0-for-2 in the game. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alley moves to third. Keeson moves to second. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hebner hits a fly ball into left field. Ferry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0-for-1 in the game. Day hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Staub reaches second base with a double. There goes Day trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fairley is walked intentionally. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 0-for-2 in the game. Ferry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Ferry reaches second base with a double. Staub scores. Fairley goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Expos. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sanguillan for a passed ball. Ferry moves to third. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Bailey reaches second base with a double. Ferry scores. It's 4-1, Expos. John Lamb now pitching. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-2 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Stargell hits a pop-up towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAnally fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on McAnally. Sanguilan moves to second. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Pirates 1. The Expos will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Bateman hits a pop-up towards short. Allie settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie McAnally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAnally is 0 for 2 in the game. McAnally hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robertson hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alley hits a line drive towards the mound. McAnally reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rimp Lanier pinch hits for John Lamb. Rimp Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Pirates 1. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Veal now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fairley bunts towards first. Robertson scoops it up and throws to first, with Stennett covering, for the out. Staub moves to second. One out. Ron Woods pinch hits for Jim Ferry. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Miller now pitching. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bailey is walked intentionally. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sutherland hits a pop-up towards first. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Ron Woods now playing left field. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0 for 3 in the game. Stennett hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hebner hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 3 in the game. Clemente takes first base on ball 4. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stargell hits a fly ball into left field. Woods settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Pirates 1. The Expos will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bateman hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sanguillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie McAnally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAnally is 0 for 3 in the game. McAnally hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bobby Wine now playing shortstop. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sanguillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos 4, and Pittsburgh Pirates 1. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.